Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
To our veterans, we say thank you. And on this Veterans Day here in America and Remembrance Day north of the border, very special time to always reflect and thank, Marty, those who have served and continue to serve.
Yeah, I think it's a very important day. I was actually talking to my kids about it yesterday, how, you know, in the U.S., we call it Veterans Day. In the Commonwealth or in Canada, it's Remembrance Day or the Armistice, as we called it back home, which is the same, but in a different way of recognizing and remembering events that have happened over the many, many years, and the veterans aspect and their contribution to how life is right now. So it definitely is a big thing. I'm supporting my Army West Point hat and shirt, you know, for two things, because it is Veterans Day and, you know, with my son going to West Point, but also, because they are at Niagara this weekend playing Friday and Saturday night. So I'm like, okay, I'll be wearing that a lot this week for, you know, both situations, to remember and thank the veterans and everybody that, and I know it's for the veterans, but I also want to include everybody that's still serving, because they're a big part of what's going on. But also because there's a couple of big hockey games over the weekend.
Yes, and, you know, with a really heavy NHL schedule again tonight, you can imagine just the number, and you saw it last night in a smaller sample size, you know, just the ceremonies, the pre-seed games, the acknowledgments in-game. It was a beautiful touch in Edmonton with a 100-year-old veteran last night that was featured on the Monday night Amazon broadcast across Canada. It was really, really beautiful. So, yeah, it's a very, very important day, and everything that we then talk about and have talked about and will talk about is because of the opportunity to do just that and our freedom to do so. And
well, I was maybe going to do that maybe later in the show, Duffer, but I think because we're talking about it, maybe the best opportunity, like, to just mention that. So last Friday, I had the opportunity to be at the Western New York Heroes Gala, the Red, White, and Blue Gala out at Seneca Niagara. And over 1,000 people in attendance, a big fundraising. Me and Sal Capaccio was on stage for a little bit, auctioning off a couple of dinners, and it was just amazing. But a couple of veterans, and I met so many veterans. I was sitting at a table with a Gold Star mother that lost her daughter in Afghanistan, and they have been doing fundraising. At first was to do scholarships, and they do the scholarships, but now they fundraise to basically sponsor dogs in the dog training, the Positive for Heroes program that Chris and Lynn at Western New York Heroes have, and it's amazing. But I met a couple of veterans that really impacted my night, and one was a 101-year-old veteran that was there, and he spoke and said, and he was sitting at his table when they went and talked to him, and they said, what's the key? What's the key to life? You're 101 years old. You've lived a long, long life, and you've seen a lot of different things. And he said, live every golden minute, like live and enjoy every golden minute. He's 101 years old. He's a veteran. He's seen a lot of things, and that was his key to life. And I remember, I'm going to, like, live every golden minute, right? That was one. And then I met this other veteran. He was honored as the veteran of the year. And this gentleman was in the Vietnam War, flew helicopters, was shot down. His helicopter went down, actually was shot in the shoulder, and the bullet stayed in the shoulder, which was good for him because he did not bleed. Like, he wasn't bleeding out. Like, it just got stuck there, but he got captured. He was a POW, prisoner of war, for 5.5 years in northern Vietnam. And for 2 of those 5.5 years was in solitary confinement. Like, it just, and then he was, after 5.5 years, was released, brought on home. And I'm like, I don't even think I could survive 5 days in solitary confinement, let alone 5.5 years as a prisoner of war. Like, what an amazing, person to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you. And now what he's, after that, like what he's done in his life and being able to have an impact on many people in his family and around, just amazing, right? So that whole gala was at a perfect time to just celebrate veterans, celebrate what Western New York Hero does for veterans, but also to just get so many incredible stories.
And because it falls when it does, and we're already, thanks to the weather, definitely already thinking about the holiday season.
Yes.
But yes, many are, you know, very eager to get decorating for Thanksgiving and then Christmas. It really is just a reminder to embrace family and friends and everyone that has been a part of the memories. So, so we're at a special time and it's a special day, and
yes.
I feel like Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, when he started performing Under Pressure, and he's like, that's it. The show's over. There's nothing I can do now. From here on out, that's the best song. There's nothing we can now play. Yeah. So I kind of feel like that in this moment, the hockey.
We unloaded everything in the first 5 minutes, and now we're going to talk about, well, you know what? It's true and it's not true. The important stuff we discuss, but there is, like Ryan S. Clark from ESPN is going to join us, talk about Olympics. There is a couple of big games coming up, Utah, Colorado for the Sabres. There's stuff around the league, but you're right. Like, the important stuff, and I mean, if we could do a whole hour on stories that we've heard over the years and people that we've met over the years when it comes to veterans and the military and everything, we probably would do a full hour.
And to your point about health, you know, everybody has challenges every day. We have seen the Sabres be hit with a very strange combination, and unfortunate one at that, of illnesses, ailments, personal situations that have ripped a significant part of this team out of the mix within the first, not even 20 games here. So now they're getting set for 3 on the road this week. They're in Utah. They'll take on the Mammoth tomorrow. It's the Avalanche on Thursday. It's the Red Wings on Saturday. All this on the heels of a Saturday loss in Carolina, in which the Canes pumped in a couple empty netters to win 6-3.
Yeah.
The fallout from it is 1 win in the last 7 games, still missing 6 players, and one of those players, Jiří Kulík, is now out indefinitely. Mm-hmm. It could be months. The hope is he'll play again this season. He has a blood clot issue. And this does what to this team?
Well, it does put a little bit more emphasis on the players that are in the lineup, or maybe more emphasis on trying to get Zucker back earlier and trying to get Benson back earlier. And where's Norris is at? Like, I think that when you're missing one or two, like, you're like, okay, we can kind of put it together. And, you know, Roseanne has been playing, you know, well, and let's see what Auslan has got. And let's maybe load up the top line with McLeod, Tuck, and Thompson and see where we got for short term. But you're thinking in the long term, you're going to get some of these pieces back. But when you hear Jiří Kulík has got a blood clot issue, and even the question of saying, will he play again this year? Because we know with blood clot, what has happened is it's so unpredictable. You get updates in 8 weeks from now, and then you're like, oh, it's going better, right? It's the medicine and whatever is helping, but you don't know if it is going to help or not. So that's a worry for, you know, the Sabres and for Jiří to know if he'll even play this year. As we talk, we're going to talk Olympics, but it's also, you know, a situation where Jiří probably could have been on the Czechia team for the Olympics. And now there's probably a very big question mark as to, will he even get that experience? Will he even play by February? We don't know. Zucker hasn't had solid food in 9 days. I mean, this is going to take a little bit of time for Zucker to get, they don't even know when he'll be able to skate, to eat, to get his strength back. And Benson is still not joining the team for practice. So these are all things that you're thinking, okay, 2-3 days, somebody's getting sick. And then all of a sudden it's a viral, you know, infection that is taking a lot longer. So that's a problem. That's a problem offensively, because you're struggling to find the rhythm with your lines and with your personnel that you have.
Right. The offense is 26th right now, and the power play has dipped to 25th, you know, in part due to absences, in part due to lack of productivity before some of the injuries really kicked in. So this is a tough combination. And I mean, when you look at it that way, and it's one thing to say, load up the top line at 5-on-5. It's also interesting that you're saying that, and they did it on the heels of a very recent commentary by you, move Tage back to the middle.
Yeah.
So, it, which to me makes more sense now, because I'd rather rather, that's interesting choice of word, not necessarily, you know, like there are options here is all I'm saying. And perhaps for the sake of balance, you may have to go back to McLeod on one line and Thompson on another, because what we saw last game was the trusting of three centermen in the third period, and two of them were named Kozak and Krebs.
Yes.
So this is, and this is nothing about Kozak and Krebs. This is about, because you're playing back to back here against the Mammoth and the Avalanche. One would assume it's not going to be like Carolina, where you have 3 days in between and you can lean on three lines.
Yeah.
You're going to try to extract as much as possible from four lines here. And how do you do that against two teams that play with elite pace?
Well, I think what, like when you'd mention Tage maybe going back to the middle, so you have Tage and McLeod, and maybe you have, you know, Krebs or Roseanne on the, or, you know, or not Oslin, I should say, on the next one, maybe Kozak in there. Like, the reason why I think Tage back to the middle would make more sense is because I feel like you have to find yourself duos, you know, on lines. And I think, like, one duo I would go with would be, okay, let's put Tuck and Thompson as a duo. Put Thompson in the middle, put Tuck, and we'll figure out who's going to play on the other side. But let's just say Tuck and Thompson, a duo. And then you say McLeod and Doan, a duo, right? And you say, okay, you have McLeod and Doan. That's a duo that you know can play well and you can trust. But if you put McLeod, Thompson, and Tuck together, then all of a sudden Doan is kind of on an island by himself. And so I almost feel like you got to focus on duos. Tuck, Thompson, there's a duo. McLeod, Doan, there's a duo. Would I go Oslin and Quinn as a duo? And then Roseanne maybe gets moved somewhere else. Maybe he's on the top line with Thompson and Tuck. But I think you have to find a center. Maybe that's Krebs. And you say, you know what? Like, we got to elevate Krebs. And Krebs and Quinn will be a duo, and we'll figure out what else comes about. But you have to find duos now, so that at least you're saying you have depth. You have a duo on the top line, a duo on the second line, a duo on the third line, maybe even a duo on the fourth line. And you're saying, okay, I've spread it around, but I'm going to focus on duos. It's almost like we talk about this a lot with other teams, how they configure their lines. And sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes they're focusing on duos. And sometimes it's not that obvious. They're just loading up a top line. But right now, playing Utah and Colorado, probably would have to go with, you know, four different duos in your lines, and then see what else falls in.
Well, and see what happens literally almost shift by shift. Because I can't even imagine the number of combinations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We could potentially see here in the next two games based on what they're dealing with. Injury-wise.
I think it's a lottery. It's like a lottery. You could find Greenway, Quinn.
So be ready when luck strikes, Krebs. Says the New York Lottery.
No, exactly. Maybe we should have, instead of a 50-50 in the building, we're going to have a lottery. Give us your combination. And if you have the combination that is being used more often, minute-wise, in the game, you'll win something.
And the minutes got eliminated basically in the third period for Dunn, Malenstein, and Ostlund. They went down to three lines. They obviously got production from the McLeod-Thompson-Tuck line on two occasions, got within one, didn't close it to even, and ultimately gave up two empty netters. And amidst
I've not scored over three goals now in seven games. And I know you look at, oh, shootout win, you won 4-3. No, I'm not counting a shootout win as a goal. Mm-hmm. Like, since beating Toronto on that Friday night on the back-to-back games, home and home, the next night in Toronto, no, you haven't scored over three goals. And three is usually what you would want to get to, and you have, but I feel like now it's four, right? It's trying to get to that fourth goal.
Well, you don't have to tell me that, because all I ever do is say, you need to score. You need to score. You need to score. Just look at the top teams again this year. Like, it's all well and good to shave the defensive side and goals against. I get it. But that Toronto second end of the back-to-back, we have seen too many empty net goals against this year and not enough empty net goals for. And they were in a position leading in the back half of the third period where if they could have got it to the final 2 minutes and got an empty netter, that would have been four. It would have been back-to-back wins. These are the situational moments in a season that can, and obviously you can't project all the injuries that were going to happen after that. I get that.
Could have gotten four against Columbus in OT. Could have gotten four against Boston in OT.
But it was more of a regulation four that was attainable in that Toronto game to me.
It would have been the start. It would have been the start of maybe continuing on that way.
100%. So again, you can't change what's past. You can only move forward. And the challenge, a challenge that happened within the loss to Carolina, was a tough night for Byram and Kesselring. So now the pairings are also, in the absence of Dahlin, likely to be significantly different when they take to the ice tomorrow against the Mammoth.
Well, you would think, right, that it's going to be a change. And I think that you have to look at your top four. So Samuelson was playing with Dahlin a lot. Then maybe Powers just slides into that spot instead of going Samuelson, Bryson, like they started against Carolina, so that you could keep Power and Timmins and Byram and Kesselring together. Now you got to change it up. Maybe you put Power there with Samuelson, and then you say, okay, let's see what Bo Byram will do with Connor Timmins. Your group of six is going to look different, but I feel, Duffer, that this is not just because of the Carolina game. I feel like it's been a few games that, you know, we've been wanting the group on the back end to do a little bit more to help support the offense. And look, we saw Owen Power get a goal. That was great, you know, especially in the absence of Dahlin. Like, you got to get some offense from the back end. But at the end of the day, you want goals, and I want to give up less. It's how does your group of six defensemen defend, and how they're not, you know, Lindy Ruff pointed out, you end up with It's the fourth goal that Carolina scores, right? Eric Robinson, he got behind Byram. It's not a good goal that Alex Lyon gave up, but still, mm-hmm. like, you don't want to give these opportunities 30 seconds into a third period where you're down by two and all of a sudden you're down by three goals.
Of course, the subplot to every NHL game this year is, what does it do for the individual's cause to make the Olympics in 2026 in Italy? Yeah. So our poll question of the day, how many Sabres are going to be at the Olympic Games? Obviously, we know Dahlin, who's on leave right now and in Sweden and skating with Frölunda while he attends to a personal matter, is on Team Sweden. How many mm-hmm. others? Who knows? Ryan S. Clark from ESPN is going to join us to dissect the potential incredibly difficult decisions that have to be made by all nations, specifically Canada and the U.S., as we get set. And, of course, the roster has to be decided at the end of December, which then leaves them about 6 weeks to the start of the tournament. Right now, we're 3 months away. And right now, our poll on social media, at Sabres Live, has people projecting one as the likely number of Sabres yeah. at the Olympics. That would be Dahlin, with a hearty two as second right now at almost 30% of the vote, and that would likely be thinking that it's Tage Thompson, or do you think they're thinking someone else?
You know what? It's funny because I answered two at first look, and I think the people that voted that are voting one, maybe, yeah, Dahlin is already in. He was voted as Correct. He was picked as the first six for Sweden, so he's on the team. He's going to the Olympics. Now, I first picked two, and then I was like, ooh, maybe I made a mistake here. Because, so you got Dahlin. Thompson could very much be on Team USA. That's still up in the air, and we're going to talk to Ryan about that, but it could still be up in the air. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen could be on Team Finland. Mm-hmm. Right now, Duffer, do you know that none of the Finns in the NHL have a save percentage above 900? Every single Finnish goaltender is under 900 at this moment. So it's very much up
contagious?
In the air. Is
Saros contagious? Is that the problem?
Yeah, Saros is not helping the case.
He was terrible last night. The team was terrible, but he wasn't very good either.
Saros, Korpisalo, Lankinen, Marilainen, Luukkonen, and Justus Annunen are the six Finnish goaltender in the National Hockey League right now. And three of them are going to get picked. So it could be, so Dahlin is one. Thompson could be a two. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen could be a three. And I do believe that if healthy for the Olympics, Jiří Kulík would be on Team Czechia. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, there could be four, but at the same time, there could be one. Like, it's very, very wide open as to how many Sabres would be in the Olympics.
Well, Alexander Mogilny knows the international stage well. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame last night, a Sabre legend, but NHL and international legend indeed. He did not come to Toronto, but addressed through a video that he had recorded the masses that watched globally last night and in Toronto. Here's an excerpt from Alexander the Great.
I can't thank enough Diane and Don Luce and their family, Jeremy and Barney. You were my guiding lights when I came to NHL. It proves that hockey's greatest gift is the people that brings into your life. My path in NHL will shape the teams that believe in me. Buffalo Sabres, where I learned the true meaning of resilience in that blue and gold jersey and was honored to wear a captain patch. What a great hockey town. Vancouver Canucks, where I learned what it means to play for passionate fans in Canada. Hockey City, what a beautiful city that is. Diamonds, Canadian Pacific Northwest. Toronto Maple Leafs, where wearing the historic blue and white was an honor I'll always cherish. There you feel like you're inside the hockey itself every day, unbelievable memories. And New Jersey Devils, where I became part of something truly special, lifting the Stanley Cup in 2000. With an incredible group, wasn't just a career highlight. It was the embodiment of hockey stands for. Teamwork, sacrifice, and unwavering belief. This honor is not my alone. It belongs to everyone who believed me along the way. Thank you for your attention, and goodbye.
Really, really well done.
I had the chills, Duffer. Like, listening to it again, I got chills.
If ever, and this is not to take away from any speech ever, but to each their own, and when you choose to be concise and articulate, and I think very real, like Alex was yesterday, it impacts quickly and for a long time.
It was a great start to a speech when he said, You all know me. I'm not a morning person. And I'm like, I just can think of like so many teammates, right? Alex walking in for a morning skate and be like, ugh, like so grumpy or whatnot. But he goes, I was so excited when I got a call at 3 a.m. from a 416 area code. And, you know, and I got the voice on the others. And then he mentioned he couldn't go to sleep, so he thought of making a coffee. And then he saw a nice chilled bottle of vodka. And he goes, you can tell which one I went for. Basically saying he had the vodka at 3 a.m. But, you know, obviously the story of him, you know, defecting communist Russia and Don and Diane Luce and Jeremy Yin and, you know, bringing him over is not a hockey story. It's a human story. And that's why, like, him speaking from his heart was so great. And Lou Lamoriello talking about how important and how big of a part of that Stanley Cup winning New Jersey Devils Alexander McGillivray was. He wasn't scoring 76 goals a year anymore, and he had some knee issues and whatever, but he was such a big part of that Cup winning team in 2000.
Well, they were incredibly balanced, which was, you know, a hallmark of all Devils teams for sure.
Yes.
And I think some would be surprised statistically to look back at how little Alex had in the way of stats in that particular Cup year. But, you know, they had young players like Scott Gomez entering the fray that benefited so much from the likes of Alex and others. And then, as he would prove in years beyond New Jersey, he was still a more than capable scorer. So much from last night. Joe Thornton, of course, was amazing. You can see that on our social. We'll share it there.
Zdeno Chara was really good too. Big Z, amazing.
Amazing. But Z could have delivered it in 100 languages because he's arguably the smartest athlete of all time. Certainly in this game of hockey, I don't know if there's ever a rival to the passion that he has for learning and sharing and how that comes like off the tree in the form of leadership. Like, it's unbelievable.
Michael Farber, one of my favorite, Michael Farber, TSN, did a thing and he called Z a true unicorn. And I laugh because I'm like, we overuse it. But Zdeno Chara is a true unicorn. Thank you in the studio for, you know, the unicorn logo. We haven't seen it in a while. But he goes, true or false, with Zdeno Chara, you speak five language and four others that you can actually like understand, and he goes, true. You could do, at your peak, you could do 40 pull-ups without even stopping. True. You once did 2 marathon in 1 week. True. You did an Ironman in 10 hours and whatever. And he goes, actually, it was better than that. He goes, you once played all 60 minutes of a hockey game. He goes, false. He goes, you could have played all 60 minutes of a hockey game. And Zdeno Chara goes, true. Like, it was amazing, right? And just the guy is, and I remember playing against him in the American Hockey League, and he couldn't skate. And you're like, what is this guy? Like, he's never going to be anything. And he is one of the best to have ever played the game.
A lot of emotion in this first half hour of the show. We'll try to continue that moving forward here. But in the spirit of the holidays, Sabres are partnering with Topps Friendly Markets and Odyssey for a Thanksgiving turkey drive. It's tomorrow. Write it down. Put a reminder in your phone. It's tomorrow morning to benefit Buffalo City Mission and Feed More Western New York. It happens between 7 and 9 a.m. This is an annual event. It happens at the KeyBank Center surface lot, the Topps Market in Tonawanda at 890 Yonge Street, and Topps in West Seneca, 355 Orchard Park Road. For every 20-pound turkey dropped off, or the equivalent of a frozen 20-pound turkey, the Sabres will give the donor one voucher, good for two tickets to an upcoming Sabres game. We love this day on the calendar. Can't wait to see you tomorrow morning. Maximum one voucher, which is good for two tickets, will be allotted per person. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Tomorrow, we have Olympic Talk coming up with Ryan S. Clark from ESPN right here on Sabres Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.